gathered. These words from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. When we think of your guys' life and the future and what future holds, we don't know exactly what it will look like. But we can know a couple things. And one of the things we can know is that God has a plan for you. And that God loves you and wants you to have a most excellent life. A life that's lived in Him. And that life is to be lived in Jesus Christ. And what God wants you to do is to follow God and learn to make good decisions, which these verses in Proverbs talk about. But one thing that's kind of interesting for students your age is students your age don't often make good decisions. Isn't that right? You know, 8th grade, 14 years old, may not always make the best decisions. Well, I think I have a reason why. There was a study that was done when teenagers are seeking direction. Who do they look to for wisdom? Number one, by far and away, is a friend. A 14-year-old asking another 14-year-old for wisdom in life. Do we see a problem here? And then you go down, an opposite sex friend. Don't seek advice. Well, there's a good one. Parents, all of 12%, barely 1 over 10 goes to their parents. Googling it, talking to their siblings. And then my favorite, of course, pastor, mentor, teacher, 1%. And what we don't see is the Word of God in here. Well, what we find, if we want to make good decisions, we want to be wise in life, if we want the life that God has for us, we must take God's Word and apply it to our life. And we must be people who grow in wisdom, and the wisdom, above all, that we see in Jesus Christ. So as we talk for just a few moments, I want you to see that wise counsel is greatly helpful for your life in your everyday living. For wisdom is really taking God's truth and applying it to your daily life. And apart from God's word, we'll never be able to do this as God intended. So as you live your life, I want you to see your life as an adventure. It's a journey, a quest to discover what God has for you. And what God has created you for. That's one of the great things. God created you with a plan and a purpose. It's not random. It's not by chance. This is God who loves you, who made you, who formed you, and gave you the gifts and abilities and skills and interests you have. And He created you for a purpose. And I want you to go on an adventure in life to seek God. Because what we find is God loves you. That's what the scriptures say. For God is love, and God so loved the world. He loves you. And God has a journey for you. He has a plan, a script for you. Not that there isn't freedom within you to follow Him, but He has the sketching of a plan that He wants you to live out to follow Him, in which you will find meaning and significance for your life. So that when you get to the end of your life, you can know you've lived a life that pleases God, was full of meaning, purpose, and significance. That is a tremendous thing to be able to say. And how can we know that? By getting the wisdom that God gives us in His Word. And what we find in the Word is the way of wisdom, the value of wisdom. It does a number of things. It develops good judgment. It protects you. It guards you. Makes you great and honors you. All of this comes from these verses in Proverbs 4, 5 through 8. It will give us great value if we seek God and try to grow in Him. It is valuable for you. Maybe some of you have seen or played some of these before. Xbox, PS4. No, they've never experienced it. Well, in case you had, or you know your friend might have one. You know, sometimes I remember when my son got his Xbox. He pulled all his money together, everything he could to buy one. He put it all together. He pursued it because he thought, wow, all my friends are getting this. I need this as well. And I think it's a good analogy for us. As kids will sometimes take everything, get a job, do whatever they can to pursue so they can get the latest video game system. Wisdom is of much greater value. But that pursuit of pooling and putting together all the money you have to pursue it, that's the sort of pursuit that we should have for the wisdom in our lives given to us from God, especially through Jesus Christ. As part of your adventure, you're seeking God to really seek it with all your heart, with all your life. View your life as an adventure, seeking wisdom for the journey. Because as you do that, there will be an aftershock of your decisions and what you decide to do. This past week, we all saw last Saturday a tremendous destruction that took place in Nepal with that earthquake, right? 7.8 on the Richter scale with great destruction. We saw the pictures that took place of buildings that fell down, of different towns and areas that were destroyed. And it was an awful thing. For really, the earthquake had a tremendous effect on that nation. And one of the reasons it did is because that nation did not have good building codes. There was not developed a sense of, you know, this is a region that has earthquakes. We're on a fault line. It will have earthquakes. So what we need to do is build in light of what is certain to come. We don't know when it will come, but we need to be wise and build in light of that. But that's not what Nepal did. They didn't build to that. And so when the earthquake came, we saw massive destruction. And in a true sense, that is the life of people who don't build it in the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Your life and what will happen, because you will find in life, you will find trouble. You will find heartache. You will find pain amidst the joy and the good things and successes. Life is composed of all of that. And if you want a life that is ready to be lived, an adventure, a journey, that can handle whatever aftershock comes in life, you need to build your life on Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God through Christ. And here's why Jesus is the wisdom. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 1:24. But those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, Jesus Christ, is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The writer of Proverbs says that wisdom is to be pursued. And praise be to God that He has revealed to us the greatest wisdom to God in the person of Jesus Christ, where Jesus is really the literal impersonification of Jesus, in the personification of God's wisdom to us. He is God's wisdom just in flesh and blood, so that we can understand, see, learn, and grow in Him and become wise. That way, the wisdom following Christ will do what? It will develop good judgment in our life. It will protect you. It will guard you. It will keep you safe. That's what the wisdom of God will do. The wisdom of God is like this building here on the right that was built with a foundation anticipating an earthquake. Well, the one on the left wasn't. The one on the left is life built on ourselves. The one on the right is a life built on Jesus Christ. When the difficulties and trials and troubles of life come, you will be set if you build your life on Jesus Christ. So there's a tremendous difference. Buildings that were built to withstand earthquakes versus those who weren't. And Jesus is the wisdom of God. But not just kind of an abstract wisdom of God, but Jesus is the wisdom of God for your life. Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He was sent in the world to make a difference in your life. And Jesus is the wisdom of God for you. So I encourage you, confirmands, as you live your life, to see it as an adventure and to live it in light of Jesus Christ, to build it on His foundation, so that when the aftershocks come, it doesn't throw you off or get you into trouble, but that you will be anchored, rooted, and sure, a life lived with purpose, meaning, and significance in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that Jesus is the wisdom of God for us. And in that, we can find protection. We can find our lives guarded. We can find the hope. We can discern good judgment so that we can live lives that are pleasing to You. Lord God, thank You that Jesus has come. And we ask that Jesus would be the foundation for these confirmands and for all of us to see our lives built on Jesus, so that we can withstand whatever comes And that one day when he returns, that we can be welcomed into your kingdom forever. Lord, we praise you and ask your blessing on these confirmants and all of us. In Jesus' name, through whom we pray, amen.